Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The DH, George Brett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Matt Winters. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The catcher, Mike McFarlane. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Brett Saberhagen. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Brown. Batting second. The left fielder, Odibe McDowell. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Pete O'Brien. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting sixth. The DH, Mark Salas. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Firmin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. And now, play ball. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Stillwell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Seitzer takes first base on ball 4. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Brett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brown hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Odibe McDowell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McDowell takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Carter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Eisenreich. Carter reaches second base with a double. McDowell goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Indians. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0-1. The ball gets by McFarlane for a passed ball. Carter moves to third. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 1-1. O'Brien hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Snyder hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Salas hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. O'Brien moves to third. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Carter. Eisenreich reaches second base with a double. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. Eisenreich moves to third. One out. Matt Winters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Winters hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank White is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Allenson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Firmin bunts towards the mound. Saber Hargan fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brown is 0 for 1 in the game. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Firmin moves to second. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McDowell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McDowell strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Seitzer. Firmin scores. Brown goes all the way around to score. Carter moves to second. It's 4-0, Indians. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carter moves to third. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Buckner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground towards short. Firmin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Stillwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Stillwell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder strikes out. 1 out. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Salas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Salas hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Eisenreich hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Eisenreich for the out. Brett moves to third. Jackson moves to second. One out. Bill Buckner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Buckner is 0-for-1 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Brien scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. Brett scores. Jackson moves to third. Two outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Matt Winters batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Winters is 0-for-1 in the game. Winters takes first base on ball 4. Frank White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Felix Firman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Firman is 0-for-1 in the game. Firman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Brown is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McFarlane is 0-for-1 in the game. McFarlane hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Stillwell hits a line drive into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. There's a wild pitch. McFarlane moves to second. Kevin Seitzer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brown settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odibe McDowell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. McDowell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. McDowell hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. O'Brien is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jackson bunts towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Jackson. The throw from Allenson and he is safe. Jackson steals second. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Eisenreich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Eisenreich hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buckner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Matt Winters batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Winters is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Winters hits a fly ball into left field. McDowell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Indians. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. Snyder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jackson. Snyder reaches second base with a double. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Salas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salas strikes out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby is walked intentionally. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Allenson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allenson hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Furman is 0-for-2 in the game. Furman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-3 in the game. Stillwell hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Seitzer strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Brown is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Brown hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odibe McDowell batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. McDowell is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. McDowell takes first base on ball 4. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Carter is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. McDowell moves to second. Two outs. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. O'Brien is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Snyder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Doug Jones now pitching. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Jackson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett moves to second. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Eisenreich strikes out. 1 out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Buckner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Buckner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of McDowell. Buckner reaches second base with a double. Brett scores. Jackson goes all the way around to score. It's Royals, 4, Indians, 4. Bill Pecota pinch runs for Bill Buckner. Matt Winters is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Winters is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Winters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pecota moves to third. Ray Palacios pinch runs for Matt Winters. Pat Tabler pinch hits for Frank White. Pat Tabler is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Tabler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brown scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Pecota scores. Palacios moves to second. 2 outs. It's 5-4, Royals. Mike McFarlane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McFarlane is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McFarlane hits a line drive into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Pecota now playing right field. Ray Palacios now playing first base. Brad Wellman now playing second base. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Mark Salas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Salas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Salas takes first base on ball 4. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Jacoby hits a fly ball into right field. Pecota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Clark pinch hits for Andy Allenson. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wellman fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Felix Furman is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Furman is 0 for 3 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Montgomery fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Clark moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by McFarlane for a passed ball. Clark moves to third. Furman moves to second. Jerry Brown is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Brown is walked intentionally. Odibey McDowell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. McDowell is 0 for 2 in the game. With 2 walks. McDowell hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 4. The Royals will come to bat. Joel Skinner now catching. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stilwell is 0 for 4 in the game. Stilwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seitzer is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Furman scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jackson is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Jackson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Farr now pitching. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete O'Brien is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. O'Brien is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. O'Brien takes first base on ball 4. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. Snyder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Wellman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Salas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Salas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Salas strikes out. McFarland drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Salas out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.